Hello everybody, this is Digital Prateek and this is the first ever episode of Fit Digital Prateek Show. By the way, if you have been ever following me on Digital Prateek account, which is like the only official account of mine everywhere, whether it's LinkedIn, podcast, YouTube, Instagram, blog, anywhere, it is Digital Prateek. This is for the first time I'm launching something apart from Digital Prateek, and that is Fit Digital Prateek Show. So yeah, I have an Instagram account which is a little bit inactive because I never did anything in fitness. That was just to just document my own journey. But now onwards, what I decided is to share. All right, till now I was just learning and applying, which a lot of people might be knowing if they have been following Digital Prateek, because that's what my tagline is: learn, apply, share. Daily I learn something new, daily I apply that something new which I have learned in my life, and daily I share that something new which I have learned and applied in my life with other people. So this is the first ever episode on fitness show, and today I'm going to be discussing about how to eat more fruits and veggies. Now, before I just move into this particular episode, I just want to let you know that if you have been hearing this one for the first ever time into fitness from Digital Prateek, then I'm not a guru. All right, I'm not an expert, I'm not a consultant, I'm just a normal ordinary guy who is trying to do something extraordinary with respect to marketing, fitness and motivation. And here I am launching something with respect to fitness. So I'm going to be sharing every single day something new which I might learn and apply in my life. Nothing like bookish knowledge, or nothing like something which I might have learned from course or anything. If only and only if I learn and apply, I'll be sharing in the form of a podcast episode. So here are the six ways to eat more fruits and veggies. Now, we all know it's important to eat fruits and veggies, and they are vital for optimal health, and as a bonus, they help fill our belly bump for fewer calories. But let's be honest, how many of us can effortlessly eat the recommended 5 to 6 servings of fruits and veggies each day? Do you even do that? Like till this point in time, I was never ever doing it, but now slowly and steadily I've started doing so, and that's the reason why I'm just sharing my experience. But like a lot of people think that it's because they don't like eating fruits and veggies, which is what I disagree. I believe it can be fixed with proper planning and preparation, which is what I did. In fact, when you have strategies in place that make fruits and vegetables convenient and tasty, you might be surprised to find how easy it gets to include, and more importantly, enjoy as well while having more fruits and veggies in your diet. I take it as salad as well. Now, here are the six strategies I use for myself. Number one, make them convenient. You'll have a lot more likely to get fruits and veggies in your house if they are pre-washed, pre-chopped and ready to go. What I generally do is I just keep them chopped, or maybe I'll just keep them in refrigerator and just have it in the first thing in the morning, or maybe somewhere around 11 o'clock while I do my snack and things like that. So that's what a convenience is to me if it is in front of me. Second, eat them to start your day. That is what I just said, that if possible, if you are an early morning guy or a girl, try to have them in breakfast, because that helps a lot. You'll start with a win, which will build momentum to continue eating fruits and veggies the rest of the day as well. Third is, eat them first during a meal. Start your dinner with a salad or a piece of fruit, which is what I already discussed earlier. Once again, I'm saying start your dinner with a salad or a piece of fruit. What this will help you is, it will help you consume less of dinner, which will help you in losing weight, and bringing salad and piece of fruit in front of dinner will also help you take more fruits and veggies. All right, so that's a small little hack. Fourth one is, make them your snacks. Now, when I'm having a snack, it's almost always a piece of fruit or vegetable, usually paired with protein. So what I do is, if I'm taking an 11 a.m. snack, I might just take something like brown bread, which is toasted, and that gives me some little bit of carbs and a little bit of protein, and I might take one piece of orange. That's what I might do. Or maybe if I'm doing it in the evening, somewhere around 4 o'clock, I might just have a protein shake along with apple. So that's how I do a combination of fruits and snacks. Fifth is, don't fear them frozen. No frozen fruit or veggies are bad. They don't have significantly fewer nutrients either. That is what people think. Like, if someone says they're bad, you have my permission to smack them upside. All right, because like, see, just imagine if that was bad enough, then why are people selling it across the globe? Why are all the top gurus or top experts suggest preparing it forever? Now, I know a lot of people might tell you that if you peel the fruit and then keep it at frozen, you might just damage the fruit and ingredients and things like that. But if it is good for you, if it is good for you, all right. Sixth one is add a flavor and spice them. Don't be afraid to add sauce or maybe seasoning to your veggies. I do it often enough. If I am having a sweet potato bean bowl, then I might just add a little bit of sauce over it, tomato sauce, and it will improve the taste and you'll be more likely to eat them. All right, but just make sure your sauces aren't adding a buttload of sneaky calories. All right, that was kind of, I tried something funny as well over here. So those are the six ways you can eat more fruits and veggies. Number one, make them convenient. Number two, eat them to start the day. Number three, eat them first during a meal. Number four, make them your snacks. Number five, don't fear frozen. And number six, add some flavor and spice. So let me know if you have any tips or tricks for eating more fruits and vegetables. You can just rate and review this particular one and comment your option or opinion. You can always get in touch with me in the DMs on Instagram or maybe anywhere else, and I'll have your ears on my next one. With that being said, this is Digital Prateek, your podcast host, signing off. I'll see you later.